Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a brand new episode of the No ID Podcast. It is I, your host, Ron Davis. And right now, I'm going to give flowers. We're going to do a showcase on a black business. Actually, a black business that I have found in Chesapeake. My father found this black business. You've seen them featured in Virginia Palette. You've seen their product in the commissary. You've seen them in Whole Foods. They have some of the best banana pudding that I've ever tasted before in my life. I have the owners, the creators of Rogers Puddings.
Say hello. Hi, to the people. How you doing?
Hi, I'm Reginald Rogers, and this is my wife, Martha.
Hi.
Thank y'all for being a guest, and I appreciate y'all coming on. So I do want to go ahead and get into it. I do want to ask, how did Rogers Puddings come into fruition? Where did the idea come from?
All right, that goes back a long ways in time. Basically, you know, I grew up in Hollow Springs, Mississippi. That's where my mom, basically every Sunday, she used to come up with some kind of dessert or something. And whenever she was doing banana pudding, I always tried to be in the kitchen so I could lick the pot in the pan, dealing with that, you know. And so it's just something, when I was stationed in San Diego, I went all over the city trying to find some banana pudding and couldn't find any, you know. And so I called mom and got the recipe, and we've been making it ever since then. But we actually started making the pudding. Our youngest daughter came up with the idea of putting the pudding in a jar. And that was back in 2008. And since then, we've just been moving along, trying to, you know, grow the product, and we've gotten into Whole Foods, and we've been in Kroger's, we've been in Food Lion.
When our youngest daughter first came up with the idea, we thought it was just absolutely crazy. You see, because Reggie, his mom carried on the tradition with him waiting, you know, her stirring, filling over the stove, with him waiting to lick the spoon. So he carried on the same tradition with our two daughters. Because I'm really not a cook, he's a cook in the family. And so our youngest daughter, she came up with the idea, let's put the banana pudding in a jar. Like, who wants some banana pudding in a jar? That's crazy. You know, and she said, no, mom. And so we are the type of people, we just go for it. So we ran with the idea, and that's basically how we got started. This is really a legacy business. It started with his mom on to him.
So what we did, we just put the banana pudding filling in the jar. And so for the consumer, only thing they have to do is just add the bananas, the wafer, and spread the pudding in and out of the kitchen with dessert in less than 5 minutes. So it worked out really good. And since then, we have grown with some other products as well. We also have chocolate, coconut, and mango. That's what we have right now, going on right now.
I think one of the things that stuck out to me when y'all was in Whole Foods, you don't really see, how can I put this, a lot of black businesses in Whole Foods per se. And you guys stuck out because on your website, you know, you were saying you're kosher certified, ready to eat, organic milk, a good source of protein. And I was like, wow, this is a healthy dessert. Was it always, did you have to change up anything just to get inside of the Whole Foods locations, or?
Yes, we do have to change some of our ingredients, but that was fine with us because we do realize that really health is wealth. If you don't have your health, regardless of how much money you have, that means absolutely nothing. And I must say this Whole Foods, they are fantastic. They are really, really great to work with as far as small businesses.
Yeah, I see. Has there been any like challenges, any upsides, any challenges that you've experienced since starting this process of really building up the Rogers Puddings brand?
Many challenges. Let me come up with one, and I just pass along back to my husband. One thing that let me see. So many of them. Wow. Go ahead, Reggie. So many.
But one of the challenges we've had was, you know, building up or scaling up, as you could say. Because when we first started, we had a co-packer that was taking care of all the stuff we did. So then we had to do is get them the recipe and, you know, put in our order of what we need. But then they changed ownership. And so
we decided
to go ahead and get our own facility because their price increased considerably when we first, when they changed co-packers.
So we decided to get our own building, which really was a great decision for us. It was kind of like intimidating in a sense because when we first decided we wanted to get our own building so we could have control of our own manufacturing, you know, we didn't have a whole lot of money. We went out, started looking for a building. We had a real estate agent, and we came across this building. It was... I love the outside, even though it was tore up from the floor now. And we went inside the building, and it was so dirty and so nasty that I stood at the door. I'm like, I am not going through this dirty, nasty building. Now, this is my belief now. And I stood there. I looked up at the ceiling, and I heard a voice say, "This is it." I told Sam, our real estate agent, I said, "We want to buy this building. God said this is our building." Mm-hmm. And I turned around to my husband and I said, "You know, is this okay?" He said, "Yes, if God told you, let's move forward." And it took us, you know, during the time we were in there, because we did a lot of the work ourselves, you know, it was just so dirty and so nasty and tore up from the floor up.
Took us about 18 months to actually open up the doors, you know, for business and stuff. Because what we did at the same time, we were trying to give back to the community as well. Because the original owner of the building, he was one of the original Buffalo Soldiers. Mm-hmm. And he used to sell retro candy and retro gift items out of this particular shopping place. But when he passed away and left it to his sons and stuff, you know. And so we decided to do the same thing. We did retro candy, retro gift item. We were still making our pudding. And, you know, it kind of grew from there. And we had some of the people from the Virginia Finest Company come down from Richmond, and they helped us with a grand opening, as a matter of fact. You know, we had the mayor. We had, who else? We had a couple of representatives there. And then the sheriff department, they decide to block off the street for us. And so they could put the chairs in the middle of the street for the grand opening, you know? And so, yeah, it worked out really nice and good. We had a great grand opening.
So I would tell anyone listening that if you are in the food business, definitely check out Virginia Finest. It's free. They are very, very supportive of small food businesses.
Definitely. Because you know,
another challenge I just thought about when the bird flu came along, at one point we used egg yolks in our pudding. The bird flu came along, and the price just told you talking about price just totally skyrocketed. You know, we're like, this is crazy, and I'm like, what are we gonna do? We decide, we're like, okay, let's try the pudding without the egg yolk. And it worked. And now a current challenge that we are having because of the pandemic, our 16-ounce jars, we've been with the manufacturer for about 5 years, 6 years or so. Last year, we received an email from them, "We cutting you all off because of the pandemic." And I'm like, what? I'm like, are they serious? So yesterday, I called them to place an order just to test the water to see. And she told me, she said, "You all been cut off." I'm like, "Until when?" She said, "This is permanent." She said, we have to do it permanent because we cannot keep up." And I just told her, I said, "I know you can't say anything, but I said, I bet you all did not tell the big manufacturers this." You know, so that's another challenge, but that's okay because we have been through many challenges before, and I know that everything is going to work out because, you know, there are some small businesses, they went out of business because they could not get the supplies because of the supply chain. But
none of that has happened, but we're still standing because we had a little bit of foresight, you know, in order to try to get as much as we possibly can and store up on products and stuff like that so we could continue along with the business, because we didn't think the pandemic was going to last this long for sure. You know, and so that's been one of the major challenges that we've been dealing with.
So there are many. We could go on for days and days and days. But one thing I do believe is this. I believe that this is a God-ordained business. Since I believe that, no matter how many twists and turns and ups and downs that we have, that we are going to make it. And I believe that when I go into Poindexter, I call our commercial building Poindexter because we are located on Poindexter Street in South Norfolk. I feel a sense of peace, a peace that I cannot explain. Each time I walk in those doors and I know the peace that I feel, I say, you know, this is definitely God ordained, you know? So we still here, y'all.
I can attest to the pandemic, because once the pandemic was like first initially came in, I was actually picking up showcases, and I remember I was so excited to get on one showcase and they just canceled it. So it was just an adjustment period for all of us. But this also was the time for us to get real creative in whatever it was we was doing. And that's what I picked up from you guys. You told me about the bird flu. I'm like, bird flu? So.
the price of eggs just shot through the roof, man. Yeah. So I'm like, okay.
Oh, man.
I, yeah, that was one of the other things that we were dealing with as well, you know, because in Whole Foods, a lot of people, they try to get away from milk products and stuff of this nature. And like my wife said, we had to change some of our ingredients that we was actually using, so that, because Whole Foods, they do have a list of items that they do not allow in your store. Yeah, you know, stuff like
ingredients. Ingredients.
Like GMO products.
Which I think really is very, very good. I'm thankful for that, because being in Whole Foods also, you know, dealing with ingredients and so forth, it has made me I'm more aware of what I'm putting into my own body. You know, I find myself now, you know, no matter where I go, I need ingredients, you know, because I understand that my health is my wealth. And I'm planning on being around here for a long time, y'all. Doing that pudding for a little while at least.
have you seen more? You've seen your fair share of challenges, but what's one of the positive upsides, or a few of the positive things that you've seen? Like, you know, if you walk into a store, you see a product. Is it like a different feeling each time? Or
I feel legacy. Legacy to me is so important. On our 16-ounce jars, I don't know if you have noticed, there's a picture of my husband, Reggie, and there's a picture of his mom.
Yeah.
You know, legacy, being able to just carry on the legacy, I love it. You know, I just, because his mom, you know, he's Memphis, Tennessee. I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Mississippi. You know, we've been married how many years? I can never keep up with it.
We've been married 44 years.
Okay, we've been married 44 years, you know. Well, I don't care. But just being able to carry on her legacy, because I knew his mom also, because we were next door neighbors in Memphis, Tennessee.
Literally.
Yeah, next door neighbors in Memphis, Tennessee. So I knew his mom well. And even though she passed on, I just, whoever would have thought when he was a child, them being in the kitchen together, their bonding time, that now it's a business.
That's how it usually starts. I like it. I like the fact that you guys preach and are teaching those listeners out there about legacy. You're teaching them about generational health, because you said health is wealth. I respect everything. And maybe it was just me, you know, like I said, I was in the Whole Foods, my father, and we saw your picture, and you had your your pudding, and you would stay, it was like by the freezer section, by the milk. You were just standing just like this. And I was like, Pop. I was like, Pop. They got a brother in Whole Foods. He's like, I know him. And I'm like, what? I know him. That's Reggie. I'm like, why he ain't tell me? I could have been interviewed him on this on the podcast. So I took a picture of the sign in the store. It was a little picture. I was like, I could get these. Yeah. I was like, I got to get them. And and when you was messaging me on Facebook, I was like, I hope this ain't no scam. Cause I done had so many people say it was gonna do something or say there was this person. I was like, oh Lord. So I was so glad.
Oh, I'll tell you, man. Let me tell you this, Rome. Before the COVID-19, all that stuff kicked in, we used to be in Whole Foods every weekend, mm-hmm. and we used to demo the products.
Pun time.
And so a lot of people kept, they recognized us by our tone and voice, and that was what I was saying, our main saying.
Pun time, y'all.
And so. Yeah, we was moving a lot of product that way, mm-hmm. And so, but once the pandemic kicked in, mm-hmm. and they shut everything down, and we still afraid to go back up in there, because we are definitely, people person, and we like to, interact with the customers and stuff like that. And so that was really cool. It was really good. I enjoyed that a lot.
I mean, I had it. I went to the store and got it. And I just liked it because it was a healthy option. It was also sweet and tasted good to me. So to have those three, you won me over, plain and simple. And I go back into my job sometime next week. And the girl said, just like, oh, Rome, you got to bring me the banana pudding. You got to bring me, let me try. I said, I got you. But y'all gonna have to get one.
Oh, that's cool, man. That's very cool.
Y'all gonna get one, and y'all gonna have 13 teaspoons to pass it around, because I ain't about to buy one each separate one. I still live at home.
You notice so. we had two different sizes up in there, right? Yeah. You notice we had two different sizes up in there, right?
I saw, but I'm a struggling comedian. I can't do everything. So it's like. They gotta make right. it, No, man. What advice do you have for those people that's pretty much following your blueprint? Like those ones that's mm-hmm. quote unquote selling the dinners out the trunk of their car, or selling the dinners online and having people pick it up, or whatever the case, man. What advice do you have for those that's looking to get into your industry, or those that's looking to start a business and build what you guys are building right now?
I would say you have to be passionate. You have to really be passionate and believe in what you are doing, because down times are going to come. And if you are not passionate about it and just have this real deep, unwavering belief, that this is for you, regardless of the circumstances, otherwise, you're going to give up, so that would be my advice. And also study to show yourself approved. Whatever industry you are in, you need to study that industry. You need to learn that industry. I'm going to say that's number one. Learn the business part, because if you don't know the business part, you're not going to succeed, because there's more to it than just out here selling. There's a business part too. Learn it.
And one other thing is in regards to when you first come out with your product, I try to encourage people to start out with clean ingredients. Because, we first got started at a farmer's market. Mm-hmm. When we first started out with ours, and we kept running into people saying that we need to, contact this person and that person and all that. But instead of going through all the changes that we did, like I said, start out with clean ingredients from the jump. And that way you don't have to worry about going in there and trying to redo your recipe and change everything around. You start out with clean ingredients and you get everything working in the way that you want it to be. you're a whole lot ahead of the rest of the crew.
Yeah, so just pretty much start from the back, think about the future, and now what you're doing next, think about how you want to end it. I guess that's what I'm picking up from. So if you start off with the clean products, start off with clean.
Yeah.
You can get to the green.
Precisely. It opened up the doors for you, especially like places with Whole Foods, because they love to work with small local companies, you know, and they will basically bend over backwards to help you out to make sure you get everything that you need. Get you in a lot of their stores.
I always ask my guests this, being that I'm a big fan of podcasts and definitely comedy. I ask every guest, since I have two guests, their top five comedians in any order, dead or alive.
Okay.
If you want me to, I'll go first. But if you ready to go, let me know.
Okay, you said the top five. Mm-hmm. Well, I can't think of top five. I can give you
the top five comedians.
Sinbad.
He's a good one.
Steve Harvey.
Kevin Hart. Eddie Murphy. You know he was a big one.
What's
the other man?
I can't think of his name.
One that passed.
Okay,
Mooney.
Woo!
Y'all got a good list.
Okay.
I got a strong list.
All right. Who's your top five?
I'm gonna always pay to the three that was on this podcast, and it's gonna be Nori Davis. Michael Kaya, because Michael Kaya was actually the first comedian I actually studied, and he let me perform for him. Dee Militant, because he gave me a lot of information when I had him on the podcast before he passed. And matter of fact, while I'm here, I always say this whole season going forward is dedicated in the memory of Dee Militant, one of my comedy mentors. Oh,
that's awesome.
Number my list changes every time I do this. Number four, it's never going to be consistent. Number four is Moms Mabelly. And
you going way back there, bro.
Y'all said study, and I trust me, I study. And number five,
how much of that?
Flip Wilson.
Okay.
Richard Pryor. Yeah.
Exactly.
Man, sir.
If anybody,
you know, I'm kind of sorry that we didn't put any females in there. Well, you did with Mom, maybe, but you know, there's some good females out there that's doing that.
Oh, Sherry Shepherd.
Yeah. We had to get some sisters in there.
If anybody was to get in contact with you, want to see your product or see everything, where did it go to find your product, and how they get in contact with you? Because you, who knows, you may get some more interviews as well too.
Well, you can go on our website at www.rogerspuddings.com. You can send an email. There's a place on the website where you can contact us. The email address is reggie@rogerspuddings.com. And remember, Rogers with an S, RODGERS, Puddings, PUDDINGS.com.
Definitely. If you guys want to follow the podcast, you follow me on Instagram at No ID Podcast. Hit the link in the bio. Like, share, comment, subscribe, rate, tell a friend. Follow me. Also, my other Instagram account is strictly_Rome. That's also on my Twitter. YouTube is No ID Media TV. You will see my stand-up as well as podcast episodes. Make sure that you support Rogers Pudding. when you go into the Facebook page, like the page, hit the link. They have a link. If you want to view everything that we're saying, I'm being honest with you. You'll see that all their accomplishments. You're going to see where they were featured at, what products they've used. And they also have where you can buy the pudding in within a certain radius. And just support the business, support the generational wealth, support the generational health, support the legacy that these two have created. This is a founding moment here. They're on the market. Just support and just show love back to them, because this is something that's monumental in my eyes. Because anytime my father gets me into something like this, you know it's special.
All right, now.
I appreciate y'all coming on. I will.
Likewise.
Well, I got to edit the episode and the sound, and I'll definitely send y'all a copy.
Okay.
I appreciate
thank you.
All right. Really appreciate that, Ro.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for coming on. Thank you.
All right, now.